Okay, today's daf is Shavuos, daf Yud Zayin. We left off in daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. We are at the two dots, all the way at the bottom of the page, two lines from the bottom, on daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. So last thing we discussed was all the different types of Ishtachava'a, and the reason we discussed that is because we're still discussing the idea that if a person is Tamei, in the Beis, is in violation of Tumas Migdash Ukadashav, and he becomes Tamei in the Beis HaMikdash, so the Mishnah had said that if he waits there kidei hishtachava, he's going to be chayiv. If he waits there long enough to be mishtachave, then he's going to be chayiv. So we're discussing the concept of hishtachava and how long a person has to be in the Beis HaMikdash in order to be chayiv for Tumas Mikdash Ukadashav. So says the Gemara, Bayi Rava, we have the following shayla. The Gemara is going to pose four different shaylas between now and the next two dots, and the one thing all these shaylas have in common is that none of them are going to be answered. Every single one is going to result in a teku. Bayi Rava, so Rava asked the following shayla. Saruch Shehiya L'Malkus, or in Saruch Shehiya L'Malkus. We've been discussing the whole time about a karban, that you're only going to be chayv the karban al-viyareid if you wait there, you wait in the Mikdash long enough for Kadesh Tachava'a. What about, not for a carbon, what about just to be Chayiv Malkus, for violating the Losaseh of being Tameh in the Beis HaMikdash? Do you need to be Shoheh there in order to be Chayiv Malkus, or do you not need any amount of time for Malkus? If you look at Tosfos on Yudzayin Amaral, if it's a misplaced Tosfos, the third Tosfos on the page, O Ein Saruch Shia LeMalkus, says Tosfos, Hacha Mashma De Lucky Ashihia, De Lo Kam Vailei Eli Yitzaruch Shia Kishir Ishtachava'a. The real shaila the Gemara is asking is not whether you need to be there at all in order to be chayv malchus. Obviously, you have to be there at some point and stay for a moment, because if you just leave as soon as you find out, then you didn't do anything b'mezid. So obviously, you have to stay for something, for a second, on purpose. The real shaila the Gemara is asking is, do you need to be there kidei ishtachava'a, the amount of time it takes to be mishtachaveh, in order to be chayv malchus? But if you're there pachus mikidei ishtachava'a, that's the shaila. Are you Chayiv Malkus or are you not Chayiv Malkus? But you definitely need some sort of Shehiya for Malkus. That's the implication of this question of the Gemara. So Fractosos Vekasha Perek Basra de Makos Tanan Gabe Hayulovish Klayim Vamlo Al Tilbash Vu Poshet Velovish Chayiv Al Kalachas Vachas. That it says in Maseches Makos, if someone was wearing shatnis and they tell him don't wear shatnis, and they tell him over and over again don't wear shatnis, and each time they tell him he takes it off and he puts it back on, so he's Chayiv for each and every time he puts the shatnis back on. Vamra Bibi Begemara Lo Poshet Velovish Mamish Al Mach. Rav Bibi says he doesn't have to keep on taking it off and putting it back on entirely to be chayiv for each time. Even if he just removes his hand from the sleeve and puts his hand back in the sleeve, even then he's going to be chayiv for each time he puts his hand back in the sleeve. Rav Ashi Amar, and Rav Ashi says in the Gemara, Afilu lo shah elikadei lifshot velilvosh. Even if he doesn't actually do anything, he just is shah kadei lifshot velilvosh. He waits enough time that he could have taken it off and put it back on. For that alone, he's going to be chayiv if he didn't take it off, if he left it on the whole time. What do you see? Mechal de Rav Bibi lo mechayiv b'shehiya. You see from there is that it's only Rav Ashi who says that shehiya alone is going to be enough to be mechayiv you malchus. But Rav Bibi would say, no, you need a maisa to be chayiv malchus. The fact that you're wearing it already means that any continuation of the wearing is not a maisa, and you're not going to be chayiv malchus. So who had it over here? Why does the Gemara take it for granted that if a person's already in the mikdash and he becomes tameh, that if he's shoheh a certain amount of time, we're just not sure what that amount of time is, whether it's kadesh tachavah or even less, but we're assuming if he's shoheh, he just stays there a certain amount of time, he's going to be chayiv malchus. Where's his maisa? According to Rav Bibi, he should need a maisa. So V'yesh Lomar, Tosos answers, several answers Tosos gives. Answer number one, the Rav Bibi lo palaga the Rav Ashi el de lo nochas la shmi'inan chidush shal shehiya ela ala shmi'inan de bachnasas beisun kali chayiv afal pishayin olovish kalamalbush. Then maybe Rav Bibi is not arguing on Rav Ashi about the idea of Shehiya, meaning maybe Rav Bibi also agrees that for Shehiya alone you could be Chayiv, but what he's trying to teach us is that it's also called wearing when you just stick a hand into a sleeve. So he's teaching an additional chiddush, in addition to the fact that if you leave it on entirely and you're literally wearing it and you're shoha with the shatness on, that of course you're going to be chayiv. But even if you don't really wear it, even if you took it off and all you keep doing is sticking your arm in the sleeve, even for that you're going to be chayiv. But really they both agree that shehiya is enough to be chayiv. Inami, or else, another approach, l'rav bibi lo laki ashihiya mishum davi lav shein b'maisa, v'hacha arin mandi amar lav shein b'maisa lo kena lav. At the end of the day, if you do nothing and you just stand there, that's a lav shein b'maisa. So Rav Bibi will say that that you're not going to get malchus because Rav Bibi holds lav shein b'maisa in lo kena lav. It could be our sugya assumes, like the shita that holds lav shein b'maisa, that you are lo kena lav, that you do get malchus for. Of course, this goes back to the definition of lav shein b'maisa. Is lav shein b'maisa a lav that is never violated with the maisa? Is it a lav that is not usually violated with the maisa? Or is it a lav that you are not currently violating with a maisa? Right over here, the assumption of Tosa seems to be it's a lav that you are not currently violating with a maisa, because typically wearing shatness is violated with a maisa. Typically, tumas mikdash kedushav is violated with a maisa. So Tosa seems to assume lav shema maisa means a lav that you're currently not violating with a maisa. But that's why Tosa needs other answers, because that itself is a chiddush. How to define lav shema maisa? Inami, says Tosos, Iri the Inyan Isser Malkus v'lo the Inyan Chiyuv. We're not talking about the Isser Malkus, about the Chiyuv Malkus, about actually giving Malkus. We're talking about a violation of an Isser Sheyeshba Malkus. Rav Ashi, the Palag Alayhasa, Mechashu Shia Kemaisa, Rav Ashi, who considers just leaving the shotness on as a Maisa, Kivan Ditchilas Halavisha Al Yedei Maisa. Meaning, really, our Gemara is assuming you're not going to get Malkus. We just want to know if you violate the Yisr Malkus, not the Chiyav Malkus. Then our Gemara is against Rav Ashi, because Rav Ashi assumes that Shehiyah is enough to get Malkus. Yeah, well, Rav Ashi will assume that it's a Lav Sheyeshbo Maisa over there, because he's going to assume that since when you first put the Shatnez garment on, that itself was a Maisa, any subsequent violations, even when not done through a Maisa, are all mitztaref back to the original Maisa. And therefore, they're still considered Yeshba Maisa. V'hacha, afilu ilo b'inan shia k'day yishtachava, mikal mokom b'inan k'day yitzio k'nisa, avol b'pachas mikem lo, k'yechid b'inan gabe klaim k'day pshita v'lovisha. And over here, in our Gemara, even if you don't need literally k'day yishtachava, you still need enough time to be able to go in and out of the Beis HaMikdash in order to be chayiv, just like by the Shatnes, where Rav Ashi said that if you're shohet long enough in order to be able to take it off and put it back on, and then it's mitzaref back to the original maisa of going into the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the chiddush of Tosos. The Tosos wants to suggest that according to Rav Ashi, everything could be mitzaref back to the original maisa. The Maritzchias has a field day with this. He takes a tour through Shas based on this line of Tosos, that since the Tchilas Halavisha was Al Yedei Maisa, everything goes back to that. Says Maritzchias, Ayin Rashi Brachos Chafa Meralef Shevi Al Taaseh Da Lovish Klein Ve'ino Poshet Mikri Akira Al Yedei Maisa, that a person who wears shatness and doesn't take it off, that's called being Oker Davar Min HaTorah through a Maisa. That's not called B'Shevi Al Taaseh. The Gemara over there discusses that Kavod HaBrios is Docha Lo Saaseh Shabbatorah, as long as it's either Shevi Al Taaseh, or the Lo Saaseh in question is Lo Sasur, is only really a Drabana, not a Daraisa. But the Gemara discusses about Shevi Al Taaseh. What about a person who's wearing shatness? So is not taking it off Shevi Al Taaseh? So Rashi says no, because that's called Al Yedei Maisa. So that seems to fit very nicely with what this Tosfos is saying. Why is that called Al Yedei Maisa? You're already wearing it, because when you originally put it on, that was a Maisa. Then he quotes the Mishnah LeMelech and Hilchos Bias Mikdash Ba'arichus, Im Dafka Yetchila Be'Isser Mikri Maisa Oshay Derech Heter Kivin Detchila Haya Al Yedei Maisa Laki. Then he says, Mishnah LeMelech discusses the following. What if when you originally started, yes, it was a Maisa, but it wasn't a Maisa Isser? Meaning the case of the shatness, when you originally did the maisa of putting on shatness, that was aser. And then we say that every subsequent leaving it on is going to be mitzarif back to that maisa. But in our Gemara, what happened? You became tamei in the Beis HaMikdash. So when you originally went into the Beis HaMikdash, yes, that was a maisa. But there's nothing asher about it when you originally went into the Hizamikdash. You weren't tameh yet. So are you going to say that that's also called Tchilas Al Yidei Ma'isa? There's such a Mishnah Melech that discusses this. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Chagiga Perek Beis, Habar Rekam La'azara Pater, Afal Gav Dahaya Al Yidei Ma'isa. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, someone who lives in Mitzrayim doesn't get Malkos because it's a Lav She'in Bo Ma'isa. Aye, but originally when you went there, it was a Maisa. You may not have been going to live. You may have only been going to visit. But walking in was a Maisa. So why when you're living there is it a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa? Maybe because the original Maisa that you did wasn't Aser. And therefore it's not Mitzdarif back to that Maisa. The Rambam in Hilchus Chametz, Perek Aleph Hilchus Chametz Matzah. You get Malkus when you buy Chametz on Pesach. Even though normally we have a concept by Chametz on Pesach, Yavod Lamahani, that it's not called a Kinyan. The Torah doesn't allow you to actually have a Kinyan on Chametz on Pesach. So how could you violate, how can you get Malkus? You didn't actually, we were not over Al Memra Derachmana. So he says, because the Torah doesn't allow you to keep Chametz by you, not just to not acquire it, but to have chametz. So you're getting malchus because it was tchilaso al yidei maisa. Okay, so that's the comment of Maratzchius where he says you have to look through all of Shas and Poskim to really discover whether this line of Tosfos is 100% accurate. That when and exactly what the gedarim are of whether tchilaso al yidei maisa is going to determine that you're going to get malchus later on for other things. So that was shaila number one. When we say that you need shihia in order to be chayav carbon olive yori, do you also need shihia kidei shtachava to get malchus? So let's read in the Gemara: the carbon gemiri shihia, the malchus lo gemiri shihia, odilma b'fnim gemiri shihia, lo shal the carbon, lo shal the malchus. Do we say that for a carbon you need to be shoa kidei shtachava, but not for malchus? Or do we say that no, as long as you're there for any violation of being bifnim, while tameh, you need to be shohe kadei shtachava, whether it be for carbon or for malchus. Now the term gemiri has a specific implication. The term gemiri typically is used as an expression of halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Hilchus ha-gemirila. Right, we have such a concept. The term Gemiri is used as a Lachal Moshe Misinai. Marzchayis at the end of that comment that I just read to you before says, Ubi'ikr bayas ashas im shia Gemiri. Gemiri, he says you have to take a look at the Chavos Yair Siman Kuf Tzadi Beis regarding the Shitas Rambam. What is that? What's that about? So we've mentioned this many times that the Rambam in the Akdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayos writes that there's never a suffix on Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai are the part of our tradition that are sort of made on our entire tradition, on the strength of our entire tradition, because it shows the strength of our tradition when we have a certain area where we have no sveikos, no kashas, no machlokas, no sveikos. Halachal Moshe Misinai just is. That's the Rambam's klal. So the Chavos Yair is the tshuva in Siman Kuf Tzadi Beis, where he says, what about the 50 times in Shas where we do have sveikos and machlokasim on Halachal Moshe Misinai? So one of them is over here. The lashon of Gemiri implies that we're dealing with Halachal Moshe Misinai. And we say, well, how exactly does this Halachal Moshe Misinai work? Is it on the Malkus also, or is it only on the Karban? And we leave it as Teku. The Gemara doesn't answer it. So the Netziv in a couple of places, the Netziv in his Hakdama to his Perish on the She'iltos, as well as in his commentary to Shas, the Netziv explains that the Rambam's definition of the word Gemiri is not Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. I think we've mentioned this in the past many times as well. The Netziv writes that Gemiri just means it's a long-standing tradition. So very often, it is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, a long-standing tradition that we can't really trace back to exactly where it began. Very often actually is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Sometimes it's just from early generations of Tanaim, and we can't trace it back to a specific Mishnah or Braisa, but we know that there's such a tradition. So over here also, Gemiri might mean not Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, just that there's a tradition that the Chiv Karban is only B'Kadei Ashtachava. We're not sure about whether the tradition is that a Chiv Malkus is also only B'Kadei Ashtachava. Fine. Next shaila, second line from the top in Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Bai Rava, Tala Atzmo Ba'Avir Azara Mahu. What if a person isn't standing on the ground of the Azara? What if he's hanging in the air of the Azara? He's either standing on something, or someone has a pulley system, or something that's holding him up in the air, or he's flying, right? A person stands, a person somehow manages, it doesn't make a difference, it could be a theoretical, it doesn't have to be practical, a person somehow manages to be hanging in the air of the Azara. When we say this concept that you need to be shoha kidei yishtachava, does that mean you need to be in a place where it's possible to be mishtachava? But if you're not even in a place where it's possible to be mishtachava, then you're not going to have to be kidei yishtachava. Odilma b'fnim shihia gemiri lo shon debas yishtachava v'lo shon debas yishtachava. Or maybe, no, as long as you're there, it doesn't matter. As long as you're inside, it doesn't make a difference whether you're in an area where it's possible to do yishtachava. Take, so the Gemara leaves this unresolved. So if you take a look at Tosos, top Tosos now, Tala Atzmo ba'avir azara mahu, is svarim de garsi, some svarim are goris, that the real shaila of the Gemara is, avir azara ka azara dami olal. Do we consider the avir, the airspace of the azara, as part of the azara? That's the real issue, not whether you happen to be technically in violation of something that's related to ishtachava'a. The issue is, are you in the azara? When you're only in the Avir Azara, you're not on the ground of the Azara. Maybe the Azara is defined by the Ritzpas HaAzara. So says Tosfos, but that doesn't make any sense, because it's against all the Gemaras. The Kasha de Perikal Apsulin, Amar Tamei Shechnes Yadol Lufnim, Chayiv, De Bia B'miksa Shema Bia. And it says a person whose tummy, who sticks his hand into the Azara, is Chayiv. Because that's Bia B'miksa. It doesn't mean he puts his hand on the floor of the Azara. It doesn't mean he sticks his hand into the Azara. That's why there are some people that are Makbid, that they don't stick their fingers in between the cracks in the Kotel. Because you're not allowed to go on the Harabayis when you have a Tumah of a Zav. And every Amma Aretz has the status of a Tumah of a Zav. So none of us are allowed to go. We're all considered Amratzim Lagabi Tumah and Tahara, even if we learn Daf Yomi, right? In regards to Tumah and Tahara, we're considered Amratzim. So we're not allowed to stick our hands into the there are those that won't stick their hands into the walls of the Kotel, because they assume that the Kedusha starts on the outermost surface, and it's Bia B'mitzas when you put your fingers through. Obviously, the notes in the Kotel are mochiach, that many don't have that minag, probably because that's not really the beginning of the Harabayis. The Harabayis is a little bit removed, a little bit further back, or because the Kedusha doesn't start on the outermost surface of the wall, it starts further in. But whatever it is, Bia B'mitzas implies, Tosos points out, just sticking your hand into the airspace, and that's already going to be called Bia B'mitzas. So you can tell me only the floor is Kedusha? Obviously, the airspace is Kedusha. There's another Gemara. Uperakalapsulin. Nami Amar, V'yamar Bia B'mitzas Shema Bia, Heichi Ma'ayil Yadei B'vahonos, Mashma Da'avir Nami Niskadosh, also about sticking your hands in. V'odi, Lavka Azara Dami, Imkeim Kishamolach Dam Ve'evarm L'mizbeach, Yivsob L'yotzei. Unbelievable kasha, he says. If the airspace of the Azara were not like the Azara, whenever you bring a varim or dam onto the Mizbeach, so you're carrying it. Where are you carrying it? In the airspace of the Azara. So it should be P'sul Yotzei. You should have to drag it on the floor in order for it to not be psul yotzei. So obviously it's ridiculous. Obviously you have to say that the airspace of the Azara has a did of the Azara. So you have to keep arguing, sir, that the issue is about hishtachava'a. That is it called being in the Azara kidei hishtachava'a? When you're only in the airspace? Tosa Rush explains, based on our girsa, the suffix of the Gemara is, maybe you should be chayiv even with less than a kidei shehiyah. Right, because maybe the whole reason you need a shir shehiyah is l'schayiv is dafka because you're in a makom mishtachava. But when you're not in a makom mishtachava, maybe that's the Gemara Shaila. Then not that there's no chiyuv carbon at all, but that you should be chayiv with even less than a kedei mishtachava, because you're not in a place where it's possible to be mishtachava. Okay, so Tosfos Rosh also points out he doesn't like the girsa that you could be he doesn't understand this girsa, because he writes that it would turn out that the avir of the azara is more chamur than the floor space of the azara, and that's not mistaver. That the avir of the azara should be more chamur. That the avir of the azara, you don't even need kedei shtachava, you're already going to be chayiv. The floor space of the azara, you're not going to be chayiv until you wait kedei shtachava. So Rosh is a little troubled by that crack. But either way, the Gemara leaves it as a teku. Good. Shaila number three, question number three. By Ravashi. Now we're moving on from Rava to Ravashi. Timei atzmo b'mezin mahu. Ba'onis gemiri shiyah b'mezid lo gemiri shiyah. Al dilma b'fnim gemiri shiyah lo shna ba'onis lo shna b'mezid. What if a person is metame himself on purpose? So do we say the whole idea of karban was only when the tumah happened ba'onis, and that's when we say if you're shoa kadei shtachava'a, that's when you're going to be chayiv? But if you do it b'mezid, maybe it's not going to be totally on kadei shtachava'a at all. So if you look at Tosfos, Tosfos points out, timei atzmo b'mezid, tzarech lomar d'b'shosha timei atzmo lo liyad ha'shei b'migdash. He was metame himself on purpose, he just didn't realize that he was in the base of Migdash. So, I mean, it can't be that he did everything b'mezid. D'i yadav timei atzmo b'mezid, afilu shachach acharkach lo mechayiv karban d'alo shav miyidiyas v'hava. If he did it on purpose and he knew he was in the Migdash, then of course he's not eligible for a karban. He did it b'mezid. We have to be dealing with the person who did the avera b'shogeg, but the tumah happened b'mezid. That's the shaila of the Gemara. V'ilamalkusbo yitzorach lomer d'lo hisrubo elo la'achar shatimei atzmo dim hisrubo kodem lo bay shihia. Right, and if it's for Malkus, it has to be that the warning came after he was metame himself, that they said, oh boy, you're tame and you're in the Mikdash, you better get out. And then he waited for a second, but before getting out. But if they warned him before he became tame, and they said, you're in the Mikdash, you're about to become tame, and he did it anyway, so then you wouldn't need any shihia. Then just becoming tame right then and there would be enough. So again, the Gemara leaves this teku as well. Shaila number 4. Bay Rav Ashi. Nazir bekever, bay shehiya lamalkos, owe einot sarach. Bifnim gemiri shehiya, b'chutz lo gemiri shehiya, odil mba'onis gemiri shehiya, loshna bifnim loshna b'chutz. What if you have a nazir bekever? So what's the case of nazir bekever? If you look at Rashi, he explains. Rashi on the fourth line on the page. Nazir shenitma ba'onis b'toch beis akvaros. Let's say a nazir is in a cemetery. A nazir is not allowed to be in a cemetery, but he becomes, he's in a cemetery in a way that he's allowed to remain tahar. And then ba'ones, he becomes tameh while in the cemetery. Dumya denitma ba'azara, similar to becoming tameh in the azara. Shalonis chayiv b'knisaso, kigon shenichmas beis akvaros b'shidatevo migdal. He didn't become chayiv when he got in, when he went into the cemetery, because he went into the cemetery very carefully. He went inside a box into the cemetery, like by the Rebbe's kever, right? He figured out a way that a kohen could go in with a box or whatever, and he managed to avoid any tumah issues. Ubach aveiro, and then a friend wanted to play a practical joke or whatever it was. Upara alav esma zivas gag ha'ol, and he takes off the lid of the box. Ha ha! Now you're tame. V'nitma ba'avir be'sakvaros. Now he becomes tame from the avir be'sakvaros. V'hisrubo, and they warn him. Say, you better get out of here. This is a be'sakvaros. V'lo yatzin, he doesn't leave. He loves the Rebbe too much. He can't leave. Umi lo sha kedei shtachava'a, but he doesn't wait there the amount of time that it takes kedei shtachava'a. So is he going to be chayiv even with less than kedei shtachava'a? Or do we say that just like we have a din of kedei shtachava'a when it comes to tumas mikdash uktashav, when it comes to tumas nazir, we also have a din of kedei shtachava'a. So what's the din? Do you need shehiyah l'malkus or not? Right, there's a carbon. So this is in regards to Malkus. The Gemara emphasizes Malkus. Rashi points out carbon is not shayach. In the next Rashi says carbon lo shayach hachaklal she'ein kares b'nazir shenitma. But carbon nazir tamei lava avon tuma asi ella lemechal lele nazir estara kishar mechus shekapara. He says the carbon is not shayach to talk about over here, because in terms of the iser that he did of becoming tamei, it's not an iser sheish b'kares, so you wouldn't bring carbon for it anyway. And in terms of the carbon that you bring in order to start over the Nazirus again, that has nothing to do with violation of an Isser. Even if it was totally Ba'ones, a Nazir became Tameh through no fault of his own whatsoever, he would have to bring that carbon. So it's got nothing to do with carbon. The whole issue is about Malkus and only about Malkus. So the Nazir Rekever, do you need this sense of Shehiyah? So the Gemara again leaves it as a teku. Now Tosfos over here, very interesting Tosfos. Tosfos points out that in the Gemara Maseches Nazir Daf Mem Beis discusses the following case, that you have a Nazir who's carrying a mace on his shoulders, so he's actually holding on to a mace. Voshitu lo mace achav nagabo, and then someone passes him another mace and he touches another mace. Yachli ye chayiv, so I might think he's chayiv for the second mace. Tamalom of lo yichalal b'misha inu mechulal yotzezeh shemechulal va'omed. So the Gemara says, no, this guy's already mechulal. So he's already mechulal from the first mace. He's not going to be chayv separately for the second mace. And the Gemara over there asks, we have a Mishnah, hayimetame va'omrulo altitma altitma chayv al kalachas va'achas. If he was tame and they keep on warning him, don't become tame, and he keeps on going, I'm going to become tame to another mace, and he touches another dead body. And they say, no, don't do it anymore, don't touch another, and he goes and he touches another dead body. He's chayv for each and every one. So the Gemara asks, but wait a second, he's already tame from the first one. Why is he chayv for touching the second one? Isn't that the same exact case as holding the first one? Umashani kan b'chiburin, kan b'shalo b'chiburin. And the Gemara says, no, there's a big difference between the case where he's still connected to the first mace, and a case where he's no longer connected to the first mace, he just touched it and now he's moved away from the first mace. When he's still connected to the first mace, so there's not, it's not shaykh to say that he's becoming more tameh by touching another mace. When he's no longer connected to the first mace, so it is considered a new level of tumah. Mashma calls manshlo pirush min a mace inu chayv masho shitu lo mace acher mishum te in mosif tumah al tumaso. The calls manshem munach tumah al ksefo misho nogei abo tami tumah zayin. He says, really, what it turns out is, so long as he's holding on to a mace, someone who touches him while he's touching a mace is going to become tameh for 7 days. Someone who touches him after he's touched a mace is only going to become tameh for 1 day. So a guy who's touching a mace is actually more tameh than a guy who's not touching a mace, who touched a mace 5 minutes ago. That's the concept of Hosef Tuma Al Tumaso. So says Tosfos over here, if that's the case, against that backdrop, in our Gemara, why should the Nazir get Malkus for staying in the Beis HaKvaros longer? He's not being Mosif any Tuma al Tumaso. He's already Tame. He's not adding anything new. He's already in the Beis HaKvaros. So it fits the rules that if a Nazir is holding a dead body and then you pass him another one, he doesn't get a new Malkus. So if he's standing in the Beis HaKvaros and he stays, he shouldn't get a new Malkus. That's not the same as touching a mace, letting go, and then touching another mace where you're Mosif Tumal Tumaso. So Tos says, Yishlom Atahad Patalek Shoshita Lo Mace Acher, Hainu Bishlo Hispik Lahashlech Mace Rishon Me'alav, Lefich Achenu Mosif Tumah. No, it's not called Mosif Tumah when he's ready holding the first mace if he didn't have time to get rid of the first mace before taking the second mace. That's when it's not called Mosif Tumah. But if he had time to get rid of it, and he chose not to, so by continuing to hold on to it, that is called Mosif Tumah. Or, Rabbeinu Tam explains, maybe over here we're talking about Shenitma Samach L'Chashecha. He became Tameh right before nightfall. And therefore by staying in, he's going into the next day. And that's definitely Mosif Tumal Tumaso. Why is that definitely Mosif Tumal Tumaso? Because that's adding on a day to his Tumah. Because it takes 7 days for the Tara process to happen. By becoming Tameh through the next day also, so that's for sure being Mosif Tumal Tumaso. Rav Shetler has a major discussion of this entire concept in his Sefer Be'ikvei Atzon in regards to his, he has a piece on Kohanim flying on airplanes. And airplanes often go over cemeteries. They build, when they plan cities, they put the airports near cemeteries because the dead people don't complain about the noise so much. So very often the airplane goes right over a cemetery, and the issue is the plane is klimateches. It's made out of metal and it's noel zaruk, and so it's the tumah should go right through the plane and be metame the kohanim. So forget about when there's a mace on the plane; just go flying over a cemetery. So the minhag olam was always to be mekel. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he says, well, the planes are made out of aluminum. Aluminum is not really one of the five metals in the Torah. It doesn't have a din of klimateches. Such a chiddush. Rav Shetza has a whole different piece where he points out from Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, from Elchanan Wasserman and from others, that the Isser of Kohanim is not to become tameh to a mace. The Isser is kurva the mace. The Isser of a Kohen is not, does not fit the normal dinim of actual tumantara. It relates to closeness to a mace, and that's how he explains those shittos that hold that if you became tameh to a mace today, that there would still be an Isser to touch another mace. Today, you're not being Mosif any Tum al Tumaso. You're not adding anything. You're not adding any more days. What's the Isser? The Isser is you're having Shaychus with the mace. That's the Isser of the Kohen. The Gedr of the Isser is Shaychus with the mace. So he wants to suggest, just like it works the Chumrah, it also works the Kula. When you're thousands of feet in the air in the mace, you don't even know that there's a mace thousands of feet below you. So that's not Shaychus with the mace. Shaychus with the mace is when you're in the vicinity, at least. Even if technically you're not. His other Raya is from the Magen Avraham quotes from the Rokeach, I want to say, I think, that if a woman is pregnant, a white Ashes Kohen is pregnant, can she go to a cemetery? So he says, yes, Svek Sveka. Suffolk the baby is a girl, or Suffolk the baby is a Nafel, the baby's not going to make it. Even if the baby makes it, maybe it's a girl. So it's Svek Sveka, so you don't have to worry about the Tumah. So all the Achronim ask, what are you talking, Svek Sveka? It's Balua. Tumah can't transfer through a human body into the insides of the body. The Tumah can't transfer there anyway. So what do you need Svek Sveka for? So Rav Shachter wanted to say, I think Rav Elchanan actually applies it in this case, that you see from there that the Isser is not Tumah. The Isser is Hiskarvus Lemes. It's having Sheichus, having closeness to the dead body. So if you accept that, that's why you need to rely on Svek Sveka. Nafkamina would be if you know what the baby is. Right, if you know that the baby is a boy, so is the Ashes Kohen allowed to go to the cemetery? So Pasha Pshat is, yes, of course, the Tumah doesn't transfer. But if you accept this Chiddush, then it's not so yes, of course, because it's not about Tumah, it's about his scarfus. Okay, let's go weiter. Balo ba'arucha chayiv b'ktzara pater. If the guy who's in the Beis HaMikdash and discovers that he's Tameh takes a long way out, he's going to be chayiv. If he takes the shortest route, then he's going to be pater. Amarav, ktzara sh'amarav, filu eke b'tzad. When we say the short route, it means even if he walks really slowly, one foot right in front of the other, even if it takes him all day. What if he never stops long enough? Let's say Kadesh Tachava is 15 seconds, and he stops for 5 seconds at a time. Each step, he stops for 5 seconds. So he's there totally for way more than 15 seconds. Is it mitztarif? So says Rav, Tivshal Le Mididei. How could Rav ask the Shaila? He just said that if you walk really slowly, afilu kol hayom kulo, that you're going to be potter. So obviously she heals her, not mitztarif. So says Rav, no, hasam b'delo shaha. No, that he's talking about a case when he takes kol hayom kulo, that you never stopped. You're just moving really slowly. But you never actually stopped. Now he wants to know, what if you do stop? Do the different stoppings combine? What if he went a long way but ran really fast? So it took the same amount of time it would have taken a normal person to go the short way. So what's the dip? Shir gemiri v'chi balo ba'arucha shir k'tzara pater. Is the tradition that the violation is only if you wait that amount of time, and therefore if he went the long route but he did it very quickly, he's going to be pater? Adilma dafka gemiri ba'arucha chayiv b'k'tzara pater. Or maybe the tradition is, no, if you take the long way out, even though you happen to have done it really quickly, you could be the fastest man alive, but if you take the long way out, then you're going to be chayiv, because that shows that you're not so interested in leaving right away. But b'k'tzara, you're pater. Amarlei lo nitna arucha liyidachos etzlo. So he says lo nitna arucha liyidachos etzlo, that the din of arucha still applies, that it doesn't make sense that for him it should be different. Maskef al Rabbi Zeira el dekay milan tamei sheshimesh b'misa hechi mishka achaslei. That which we say that a kohen who's tamei, who does the avoda, who does some avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, that he's chayiv misa. Where do you ever have such a case of a tamei sheshimesh that's chayiv misa? Why? Idlo shaha, if he didn't wait long enough, hechi avad avoda. So then how's it possible shashimesh? How's it possible that he did any avoda? And idlo shaha, if he did wait long enough, bar karesu. So we said you're chayiv kares for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav when you do it b'mezid. So how do you have a case where he's going to be chayiv misa that he's not going to be chayiv kares? So iyar mipishlama shiuro gimiri mishkach zodanis nafshe b'ktzara v'avad avoda. So if you're going to say that there's a certain amount of time that you need to be in the Beis HaMikdash in order to be chayiv the kares, meaning that if the shortest route should get you out of there in 20 seconds, so maybe we're dealing with a guy who ran the shortest route and did it in 10 seconds, and he still had 10 seconds left over to do the avoda, so he managed to get out in 19 seconds. He's not chayiv kares. He beat the clock. But in terms of Misa, he was Tamei Sheshimesh, so he's going to be Chayiv Misa. That would work out really well. Ella, I'm a Dafka Gemiri. But if you're going to say that, no, it has nothing to do with the amount of time that it should take you to get out the quickest possible way. It's not about the time that it should take to get out. It's about taking the quickest way out. And that if you do anything but the quickest way out, you're going to be Chayiv Kares. Well then, if it's Dafka Gemiri, Hechi Mishkaksa, how do you ever have a case of a Tamei person does the Avoda being Chayiv Misa? Any time a Tamei person does the Avoda, he should be Chayiv Kares, not Misa. So where do you ever have the case of Misa? So Amar Abaye, my Kushya, Mishkaksa, Gon Shabab B'Ktzara, V'Havach B'Tzinora. On his way, he had a fork And on his way out, as he was walking through the shortest way, he flips something over. He flips over some of the ketores to help it burn. So since he was hafach b'tzinori, he helped it burn a little bit. So that's the avoda, and he's going to be chayav for that. Or not the ketores of the echad min ha'evarim. Rashi says he flips over some of the evarim that are burning on the marach, on the mizbeach. He just flips it over. He takes a pitchfork and flips it over to help the evarim burn on the mizbeach. So that's the case. So he never even had to break stride to do it, and he did the avoda. So ukedrafuna, but he's not going to be chayv karis because he took the quickest route out. Ukedrafuna, dam rafuna, zar shavach b'tzinor, chayv misa, and that's in accordance with Rafuna, who holds that a zar, that a non-kohen is hafach b'tzinora, who turns something over with a fork, is also going to be chayv misa. So the Cheshek Shlomo over here says, Hadavar tzaruch iyun. My kushya, what's the Gemara's kasha in the first place? Maybe we're talking about Obama, b'shas heter abamos. Atame shashimesh, who says it has anything to do with the Beis HaMikdash? Yeah, for Tumas Mikdash HaKadosh HaVichayv Kares. The Misa is in regards to Obama, b'shas heter abamos. So where there's no mechitza at all, there's no mechitza zar or anything. But b'tuma, it's also l'avod avod at all, even with Obama. So he says, v'ulai desfir le l'ashas, da'afta also l'avod b'tuma, gam b'bama mikol makom misa leka. He says it could be that the Gemara was working with the assumption that although it is usher to do the avoda at a bama when you're tameh, but maybe the Gemara is assuming you wouldn't get misa for something like that. The krad devi nazru mikadshe bnei Yisrael v'lo yichalu gabe kadshe hamikdash ksiv. Because the context of the pasuk is by kadshe hamikdash, so it's unlikely that it's actually referring to a bama. Fine, period. Gufa. Amar Rav Huna, zar shavach b'tzinor chayv misa. So we just said, a zar that turns over the evarim that are burning with a fork or with something like that, with a kli, is chayv misa. Say chidami, what's the case exactly? How did the zar contribute to the avoda by turning something over? Now, if it's a case where had he not done it, the Avarim would not have been consumed by the fire, it needed to be stoked a little bit, it needed to be turned over a little bit in order for them to get burned, so of course he's going to be Chayv Misa, because the Avodah wouldn't, that's clearly the Avodah wouldn't have gotten done without him. Now, if he would not have turned it over, and it would have gotten consumed anyway, so he didn't really contribute anything, then why is he chayv misa? He didn't do anything. He didn't do any avoda. He didn't do anything. He just felt like he was doing something. So says Gemara lo tzricha, d'ilo hafach bu mi'achli b'tarti shay v'hashem mi'achli b'chad shayta. That no, had he not done anything, it would have gotten consumed. It just would have taken 2 hours. Now that he did something, it got consumed in 1 hour. He hastened the process. He made it go more quickly. And the chiddush is that even being mekariv the avoda is also called avoda. That's also considered to be the avoda. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Ches has an identical conversation in regards to Bishul Akum. That it talks about a Jew puts something on the fire. A guy comes and is hofech ba. The guy comes and turns it over. So is that called Bishul Akum or not? So the Gemara over there says that what's the case? If the case is that it would not have gotten cooked without what the guy did, that the Jew didn't put it in a place that it ever could have gotten cooked, and then the guy did something that made it get cooked, pshita. Obviously it's Bishul Akum, there's nothing to talk about. And if it's a case where it would have gotten cooked anyway, and the guy didn't contribute anything, then it's pashut that it's not Bishul Akum. So must be, so the Gemara over there says, the case is, it would have gotten cooked, the guy speeding up the process. And that's the chiddush, that it's not a problem. That since the Jew did enough to get it cooked, it's just that the guy made it go more quickly, that it's not Bishul Akum. The major kasha, all the Nosei Kelim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, in Yardea Kuf Yud Gimel, in the Simen, about Bishul Akum, the major kasha they all discuss, is that everything it says in the Ramah, in Shulchan Aruch, about Bishul Akum, is directly against the Gemara. Because the Gemara, right, what does the Ramah say about Bishul Akum? What does a Jew need to do in order to save the problem of Bishul Akum? Turn on the fire, so good enough. Throw something into the fire. Shlachas kisem, the Rama talks about. Chitu b'gachalim, stoke the coals. The mechaber is more machmir, also more makel than the Gemara. Also against the Gemara, the mechaber says that he's but much more machmir than the Rama, says that for Sfardim, and Sfardim have to paskin this way, that you need to actually take the food and put it on the fire. That you can't just, turning on the fire is not enough. Making a fire isn't cooking. Making a fire could be done for dozens of reasons. Right? When you put the food on the fire, that's a ma'isa bishul. Anything short of that's no good. But according to this Gemara, it's against the that's not enough either. to put it on the fire. Any time that the food would not have gotten cooked without the guy's contribution, according to the Gemara, it's going to be a problem of Bishul Akum. So the Nosikilim have a major discussion about this. The Shach says, yeah, our minig is against the Gemara, it's based on Yerushalmis and other things, but Eino Konami, it's against the Gemara. The Taz says, no, if you're creative enough in the way you read the Gemara, you could read into the Gemara that the Gemara changed its mind at the end, and it changed all the halachos. You have to be really creative in the way you read into the Gemara. But the Taz, unbelievably, the Taz says, I wouldn't be somech on that Ramah without other snifim lahakel, that I wouldn't just be somech on the Ramah of turning on the fire. I was just teaching Bishlakim at night with the yeshiva boys. There's a Sephardi boy in the class, and he says, really? You can't just turn on the fire? Sephardim living in Ashkenazi communities, they assume sometimes that they have all the same halachas, and it's not at all the case. They have major issues with restaurants. Sephardim can't just go to typical restaurants, even that are very kosher, because most restaurants rely on, they don't have a Jew in the kitchen putting every steak on the fire. They have a Jew that turns on the fire, and that's it. It's a major, major issue. Amar Rav Hoshea, Be'ina de'ima milsa misafina mechaver. Rav Hoshea says, you know, I wanted to say something, but I was afraid my friends would attack me for it. Hanichnos labayis hamnuga derech achorav. If a person walks into a house that has tzaras backwards, so vafilu kulo chutz michotmo, even if his entire body is in the house except for his nose, he's gotten rosho verubo in the house, just his nose is sticking out, tahar, he's still going to be tahar. Dechsiv vahaba alabayis derech bia asra tara, that it says vahaba alabayis, it's only asra to go into the house derech bia, in the normal way of going into a house. And walking in backwards is not derech bia, and therefore you're not going to be chayv for ba alabayis. But the implication is, if he's entirely in, then he is going to be chayv, because then it's not about ba alabayis. But we'll see that in a second. Umistafina mechavrei ihachi kulonami, and that's why he says, I was afraid of my friends, because I was afraid if I say this, my friends are going to say, then why do you need his nose to be sticking out? Even if he's entirely in the house, he should be pater, he should be tahar, because he never was ba to bayis menuga. Amar Rava, kulo lo garami kelim shebayis. No, Rava says if it's kulo in the house, then it's no worse than kelim in the house. Tuxiv lo yitma kol asher babayis. V'lo yitama kol asher babayis, that you're not supposed to make tame kol asher babayis. So by kelim, the din is as long as it's in there. We don't care how it got there. So by a human being that's fully in the house, he's lo garami kelim. Once he's fully in, we don't care how he got there. But if we're talking about making him tame because he's coming in, then he would have to come derech bia. If you look at Tosas, derech bia, asr Torah, when it comes to the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippurim, when he walks out backwards, that's called Yitzia. We don't say that it's not Derech Yitzia to walk out backwards, so Tos points out, because very often it is Derech Yitzia to walk out backwards. It's a sign of respect. You leave a king, you're Poter Merabo, Niftar Merabo, you're supposed to walk backwards. They say Rav Huttner in his office, when someone would come talk to him in his office, he had a buzzer that would unlock the door to let you out of his office. If you turned your back to him to walk out, he wouldn't buzz you out. He's sitting there trying to pull the door, and you have to walk out backwards. Show Chaim Berlin, you have to show the kavod for that's the shita. You have to show the kavod for the rashiva in the proper way. So you have to walk out backwards. So that's a normal way of walking out. It's not a normal way of walking in. To walk into a place backwards is unusual. That's Tosas Ara. Tanya Nami Yach, we have a price that supports this. Gagin Halalu. Ain Oakland Sham Kachi Kachim. The Gagin, the roofs of the Hechel, you don't eat Kachi Kachim there. Vain Shochtim Sham Kachim Kalim. You're not Shochet Kachim Kalim there. The Tamish Shenichnas Derech Gagin the Hechel. And someone who goes Derech Gagin into the Hechel, Potter. Shenemer Valamikdash Losavo, Derech Bia Asra Torah. Zui Mitzvah Sham Mikdash. I'm sorry, it's Derech Bia Asra Torah, period. I mislisted that. Derech Bia Asra Torah, the right that it's not called Derech Bia when you go via the roof. So since it's not called Derech Bia, so you're not going to be, it's not going to have all the status of the Heichal would typically have. Now, why do we emphasize that we're not Shochet Sham Kachim Kalim, that we don't Shecht Kachim Kalim there? What about eating Kachim Kalim there? So it says, Tosas, Ain Shochtim Sham Kachim Kalim, V'hua Din Dein Ochlim, De'gagum Aliyos Lo Niskachu. The same is true that you don't eat Kachim Kalim there either, because the Gagum and Aliyos were Lo Niskachu, they don't have the Kedusha. Kedam Periketz Atzolin. El Nakat Shchita, Mishum Da'achila Ba'azara Lo Shayech B'Kachim Kalim. But it mentions Shchita, because it's not Shayech to eat Kachim Kalim in the Azara. What in the world is that talking about? It's not shaykh to eat kachim kalim in the azara. So the mitzvah eson, in the back of the Gemara says he doesn't understand. We just had a Gemara before where we said that the Lachmei Toda, Atu Lachmei Toda Ba'azara Mi Lo Mesachli. The Lachmei Toda we said aren't only about Yerushalayim, they're also about the Azara. Why is that we're Mosif on the ear, we said before a couple of days ago? When you're Mosif on the ear, you use Lachmei Toda because the Lachmei Toda are eaten throughout the whole ear, throughout the whole city of Yerushalayim. What, in the Azara? When you're Mosif in the Azara, you shouldn't use Lachmei Toda. They're eaten in the Azara also. So what's Tosfos talking about? Kachim Kalim are not eaten in the Azara. What does he mean by that? So the Mitzvah Eisan says, a beautiful Mahalich, he says, Tosfos must hold like the Gemara in Yumat Av Chafhei, that when you eat Kachim, you need to be sitting down. You have to eat like a king when you eat Kachim. Problem is, if you're in the Azara, Ein Yeshiva Ba'Azara El Malchus Beis David Bilvad. You're only allowed to sit in the Azara if you're Malchus Beis David. Ah, so now we understand very well why Tosfos says that it's not Shaykh. However, what about the Gemara earlier that says, what, the Lachmei Toda can't be eaten in the Azara? So that Gemara assumes it's talking on a Daraisa level. The din of Ein Yeshiva Ba'Azara is only a din Rabbanan. So since that's only going to be a din Rabbanan, so the Gemara is trying to figure out, Midar Raisa, how are we most of onto the Ir Ba'Azaros? So the Lachmei Toda shouldn't be a problem because we should say Lachmei Toda are Nechal Midar Raisa, even in the Azara. Midar Rabbanan, they're not. But that's what those are referring to, that it's not eaten in the Azara. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up from the two dots is a good starting point. We'll pick up from there tomorrow.